Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, especially considering our topic, and I promise not to do any actual screaming, but we're going to talk about homemade ice cream.
That's right. I know it's definitely a favorite during the summertime and definitely one of my favorites as well. So thought I'd talk a little bit about preparing and making that and some tips and tricks and reminders for making homemade ice cream safely. I know we often have that at summer gatherings, especially coming up here not too long, in a few weeks, especially around the 4th of July. So I think one of the main things to remember when making homemade ice cream is that eggs have traditionally been one of those main ingredients. And while eggs can be great in helping to add flavor and color, I know that it can also be helping to make that smooth, creamy texture and prevent some ice crystallization. However, using those raw or undercooked eggs can be a food safety risk for salmonella poisoning, which can lead to making you sick and your family sick as well. And I know that's something we definitely want to avoid. So one way to be on the safe side is to use cooked egg or custard base when making homemade ice cream. You can make a custard base by cooking milk, sugar, and eggs in your recipe gently on the stovetop to 160 degrees, as that process will destroy that salmonella that may be present. And then you can use a food thermometer to check to make sure that mixture is reaching that 160 degrees. And once that cooking process is complete, you can chill that mixture before adding in the other ingredients and then churning it in your ice cream freezer. Another option is to substitute and use pasteurized eggs in recipes that call for raw or undercooked eggs. My family often uses a recipe that doesn't call for raw eggs. So you could use, for example, combining 2 cups of milk, 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of whipping cream or half and half, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla and mix that together until that sugar dissolves. And then pour that mixture into your gallon ice cream freezer and then freeze according to your manufacturer's directions. So just some things to remember. I know it's definitely one of my favorite summer treats. I just wanted to make sure to remember to avoid using those raw eggs in those recipes and avoid any potential for getting foodborne illness or getting sick. So as always, if you have additional questions or want some additional food safety information, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
I have a question for you. With all the farmers markets coming on and so many neat things out there, fruit produce-wise, can you tell us anything special about how to add, say, strawberries or peaches or anything like that to homemade ice cream? Do's and don'ts, avoid this, definitely do this.
I think it's always good to make sure to rinse those fruits and vegetables. Like if you're adding some fresh strawberries, make sure to rinse those under running water. You don't have to use soap. That's one question sometimes I often get, but just running some of those fresh fruits underneath the running water, and then those can be some great toppings to add to your homemade ice cream as well. And make sure if you've cut up any of those, once you have cut fruits and vegetables, make sure you get those in the refrigerator within a couple of hours after they've been cut up. And definitely great way with farmers markets to make sure to buy local produce as well and support local vendors too. So definitely a great addition too. So like strawberries, blueberries, I think all wonderful additions to homemade ice cream.
So that makes it healthy, right? So
it's
automatically
good
for you. Okay, perfect.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, well, cool. Lots of handy stuff there. And like you said, they can give you a call if they have any questions. Let's have that phone number one more time because I always forget it.
It is in Karen Garnett. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Excellent. I think we need to have some kind of an ice cream picnic / competition. Everybody brings their best stuff and we just sit around.
Sit around and try them all.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. All right. Well, we will be catching up with you in a few weeks. In the meantime, have yourself a fine day, and thanks for the information.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.